Hey everyone, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So let's talk about leadership, bartending. What drinks are you mixing? What drinks have you mixed in the past? What drinks are you planning to mix in the future? You're probably scratching your head, asking yourself, what's this guy talking about? Bartending, making drinks. How does that relate to leadership? Well, let's find out. So, bartending. What is a bartender? What's bartending all about? I'm not the expert in that arena. I have seen bartenders. They usually work behind a bar. They work at your local pub. They work at wherever you're traveling. You might grab a drink somewhere, even if it's not an alcoholic beverage. You have bartenders of all sorts all over. And there's great bartenders out there that it's like their art. I mean, they know how to, from start to finish, create a great drink with a great presentation. So, a bartender has their set of tools that they have when they're creating drinks, when they're making drinks. It's their creation. An individual comes up to them and requests a certain type of drink. And sometimes it's a simple drink, sometimes it's a difficult drink. And not difficult in the sense that it's hard for them to make, it just requires more tools, it requires more effort, it requires more ingredients. So, you know, they can have a cocktail shaker, a bar spoon, a jigger for measuring, a strainer if it's not built into their shaker, and a muddler for if they're making mojitos and other type of drinks that require that. And then there's a whole other array of tools. And so they need these tools to make the drinks that customers are requesting. They also need certain types of glasses, whether that be a cocktail glass, it can be painted, frosted, even the type of stem. There's different stem styles. And then you have your glasses that are high balls and low ball for on the rocks. You have your margarita glasses, your shot glasses, your champagne, wine glasses, your beer, your mugs, your pints. And, you know, the drinks that they pour non-alcoholic beverages in. Just a regular glass for soda, tea, water. So there's a whole array of glasses that they use. And so when you ask the bartender for a drink, once you tell them the name of the drink, in their mind, they're already say, okay, I gotta get this glass, I gotta get these tools, I gotta get this type of drink, this type of mix, this type, and then just start working at it, mixing it all together, whether it's a mixed drink, cocktail. You know, I know wines and champagnes and beers are more simple because they just go and get that wine bottle, the champagne bottle, and just pour it. Or the beer that's on tap, or the beer that's in the bottle, they gotta pop it open, or pour it on tap. However, they still need to know the type of glass they're gonna use, and there's a certain way that they pour the wine, they pour the champagne, the way they tilt the glass when they're pouring the beer. All these things it takes practice for them. It just doesn't happen overnight. And you may be able to tell if you're a so-called expert at getting certain types of drinks and watching how they create them. You can probably tell a novice from an experienced bartender. And then you tip them based on their service and just how they treat you. And everyone, the tipping is a whole different thing, but we're not going to get into that. And then once they're done with the mixing, putting that drink together, then they put on the garnishes. Could be citrus, could be a lemon, lime, orange, peels, could be cherries. Depending on the drink, they could throw on some umbrellas, olives. So there's different types of garnishes they put on the drinks. And once they put the garnishes on and they finalize it, they present it to you. Do you think that when they have those drinks, they're just gonna just say, here you go? And maybe some bartenders might, but that presentation they give to you possibly could determine the size of tip you leave them. So from start to finish, a bartender is creating a drink for you based on your request. And some of them get artsy and with their craft, and they flip the shakers, they flip the bottles, and they light up certain things on fire and create a show, and all in an effort to entertain you. Even if you're getting a Coke, Sprite, root beer, glass of water, tea, they pour it on there, they put it in the glass, and they give it to you. It's not a pour it yourself. They're providing a service to you. So how do you mix your drinks? And how is this bartending? How is this illustration about the tools, the glasses, the mixing, the garnishes, presentation? How does it all tie into your leadership? Well, ask yourself these questions. How are you creating your teams? How are you creating your company? How are you creating your department? Are you mixing a smooth team? Are you mixing a rough team? What type of team are you putting together? What type of individuals are you bringing together into the mix? It could be dependent on the type of business you have. Maybe you have a people's business. Maybe you have a business where you need smooth operators. Maybe you have a department where there's not much people involvement. It's machinery, it's different things. It's more of a, you need more of a rougher type of team. So what type of individuals do you want to attract to your organization? And do you have the tools to create the team, to create the organization that you seek? Just like the bartender, when that request is given, he or she has in his mind, okay, the tools, the direction that they want to go. When you are given your mission, your vision, you created it, and you want to go a certain direction, then you look within and you're like, okay, this is the type of vision and mission that I want for this company, for this organization, for the team that I'm going to create. So now, do I have the tools so when I bring these individuals on board, I could start placing them in certain departments. I could start placing them in certain locations. I could pair them up with certain individuals and mix them in a certain way. Do I have the tools for them so that they can be productive, so that they can accomplish their tasks, meet their goals? What good does it do if you have people in place but they have no tools, they have no resources? Do you bring in the people first and then have no tools? I don't know. It's your business, it's your company. Whatever direction you're going, whatever mission you have, it would be great to have the tools in advance. Or are the people that you're bringing on board bringing the tools with them? These are all things you need to look at and think about. Do you have the right glasses? Do you have the right people for your company? Just like you have different glasses, you have different individuals from different walks of life. Diversity. Just like there's a diversity with the glasses, there's a diversity with the people that you're going to bring on board. There's a diversity of people within the teams that you're putting together. Whether it's a new team or an existing team that people have left or people moved, whatever reason, you're bringing new people on board. So, the glasses are important. The people that you bring on board are important. And are you mixing your teams, your people, your individuals that you lead correctly? You've recruited your team, you've recruited your individuals. You went through the interview process, you looked through the resumes, and you've decided that you've chosen your individuals and said, hey, these are individuals that are a good fit for my business, for my organization. They're also looking to see if they're a good fit for your organization, for your team. It works both ways. So then, once they come on board, how are you mixing them into the team? How are you bringing them into the fold? You don't just put people wherever. That's why there's job descriptions, there's roles, descriptions, there's responsibilities, there's all these different things that come into play. Their specialties, their skill set, their work history, all who makes them them, the value that each of them bring. And so, as a leader, you got to know where you want to place them and where they're going to best serve the organization. And not only serve the organization, but where are they best going to shine? Where in your organization, your business, where are they going to be able to bring out the best of themselves so that they can increase their skill set? They know that they're doing something noteworthy. They feel that value within themselves. This is all about mixing your team, bringing your team together, just like a bartender mixes that drink together. Are you garnishing your team with kindness, empathy, showing them that you care, and giving them that extra human element? That garnishing at the end, like the bartender does once he completes his drink, she completes that mixed drink, he completes that cocktail, and they add whatever garnishes for that drink. They're adding that special touch to it before they present it. When you bring your teams together, when you've figured out where they're going to go, what role, what capacity, where they're best going to be of value, you add that extra layer to it. You're garnishing them with kindness. There's power in kindness. Kindness goes a long way. And I'm not saying be kind to where people are walking all over you, they just do whatever. No, talking about kindness. Go back and look at my Instagram on kindness, previous discussions on kindness and empathy for the challenges that your team will confront, for the mistakes they will make, for the failures that will come. Understanding. Maybe they don't have all the tools, maybe they don't have all the resources to accomplish that task. So then we have to approach it with kindness and empathy. Of course, after looking and seeing that they had all the tools, they had all the resources, they had all the training, remedial training, everything there, and you know that everything was, obstacles were removed, they were supported and everything, and they still continued. And after, maybe there's, you find out that they're not a good fit for that team, for that organization. But it doesn't mean you leave out that garnishing. You still show kindness, empathy. You show them that you care. You show them that your business, your organization has a human element to it. Just like that bartender that puts those garnishes on the drinks. Are you bringing out the best in your teams so they present the best of themselves wherever life takes them? That presentation at the end? Are you presenting the best teams that you have to the organization, to the customers of your business, to the clients that you serve? Are you presenting the individuals, the team, all that that is the face of your company? Are you presenting them in the best light to your customers? And it's not just that, but when you take care of your people, when you take care of individuals, when you take care of your teams, when you mix them properly, when you put those garnishes properly, and when they're presented properly, they recognize the value that they have. And so, wherever they go in life, personally and professionally, they are sharing part of what you created, part of that mix that you created. They're taking that with them. They're presenting a piece of that wherever they go. It's a ripple effect. People sometimes don't get that. So how do you mix drinks? Some of you might make your own drinks at home. Maybe some of you bartend on the side. Maybe you're in the business. But how do you mix your drinks as it pertains to leadership? To me, I think it starts with knowing what your vision and mission are. Just like that bartender, it starts off with knowing what that drink is, what that customer requested. What is your niche? What is your area of expertise? What is it that you want to accomplish with your business, with your entrepreneurship? Know the vision and mission so that it can help guide you. And then you know, figure out what type of team, what type of people do you need, do you want, so that they can accomplish that mission and push toward that vision. Then you mix and build around that vision and mission and within it. You know, personalities play an important role when you're looking to build a team, when you're looking to add to a team. Skills are teachable, but personality is important. And yes, there's some skills that require certain trainings and certain, well, I'm talking about people that have overall, say, that degree, have the basics, but yet don't have the in-depth skill sets. Those you can teach. So those are some things to look at in creating your team, mixing your team, knowing the personalities of the individuals. Sometimes you might not know until after you hire them and find out later on that the personalities just don't mesh. So as you begin to mix the team, as you begin to look at the teams, look at their strengths, their personalities, their skill sets. You've looked at their resumes. Overall, you're looking at their value. And yes, you'll see some weaknesses, and you recognize the weaknesses, but you don't focus on them. Look at the strengths, where they can be with somebody else that may be their weakness is somebody else's strength, and balancing your teams. There are times that individuals may need to be moved around to create the right mix. If you have that capacity within your business, within your organization, maybe that's something for discussion. And sometimes those things are a necessity. And somebody might flourish in a different location than remaining in the same area. There are times when drinks need to be remade. The bartender might have gotten it wrong, or the customer changed their mind and so needs to make a different drink, or that drink isn't up to par that the customer requested. Maybe an individual, despite remedial training and opportunities, like I mentioned earlier, they're not the right fit for your team, they're not the right fit for your organization. So you remake a drink, you get a new employee. And it's unfortunate, but sometimes those employees may need to be let go. Once everything's exhausted, you've shown kindness, empathy, opportunities, all these things. And through all of that, removed obstacles and all of that. And after, then you have to start anew with getting a new employee, a new team member. And you lead, you guide, you shape, mentor, coach them into the mix as a leader. Yes, they're their own individuals, and yes, they're going to develop and grow and create their own persona, their own brand. But you lead them, you guide them, you shape them, mentor, give them some coaching as you mix the teams, and then you step back and allow the team to flourish. So next time you request that cocktail, that mixed drink, a soda, a tea, whatever beverage it is, take a pause and think about how your leadership is mixing teams that you lead. Just like a bartender, you're mixing your team. So let me know what you think about today's episode. Let me know what you think about all the previous episodes. Whether you agree, disagree, have criticism, feedback, whatever is much appreciated. So remember, you have value, you matter. No one can take that away from you. No one. So until next time, take care and remember to get unplugged from time to time.